This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Within 24 hours, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The infection rate climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the death rate climbed to more than 90,000 with more than 1.5 million confirmed cases. China's president on Monday called for an independent review of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic under the World Health Organization once the virus is under control, and defended Beijing's own handling of the pandemic. In a video message to a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, President Xi Jinping also pledged $2 billion over 2 years to help with the COVID-19 response. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, during the virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, backed the calls for the independent evaluation of the WHO's performance. U.S. President Donald Trump has led criticism of the WHO's handling of the crisis. Ghebreyesus added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. A company based in the state of Massachusetts says that its experimental vaccine against the coronavirus showed encouraging results in very early testing. Cambridge-based Moderna, Inc. said Monday that its vaccine triggered immune responses in 8 healthy middle-aged volunteers. The experimental vaccine generated antibodies similar to those seen in people who have recovered from COVID-19, and study volunteers who were given either a low or medium dose. The study is being led by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. In the next phase, researchers will try to determine which dose is best for a definitive experiment. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's White House doctor says that he and Mr. Trump had numerous discussions about the evidence for and against the president taking hydroxychloroquine before they concluded that the potential benefit from taking the malaria drug outweighed the relative risk. That's word from the Navy commander Sean Connolly in a statement Monday night after Mr. Trump revealed earlier in the day that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine for about a week and a half to protect against the new coronavirus. The drug has not been proven for fighting COVID-19. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump's example. As U.S. states are relaxing shutdown and stay-at-home orders during the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump is traveling more. He appears to be determined to model the confidence he believes the nation needs to return to normal. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continues a virtual campaign from his Delaware office. Biden seems to be determined to heed public health recommendations he says are the first steps toward a national recovery. Congressional Democrats say the State Department Inspector General, whom President Trump fired last week, was investigating possible impropriety in a massive arms sale to Saudi Arabia last year. Such a probe would add new questions in the watchdog's abrupt dismissal. The sale of weapons to the Saudis is apart from suggestions. The agency's independent watchdog was looking to allegations that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may have improperly ordered staff to run personal errands. The administration overrode congressional objections to push through the $7 billion Saudi arms sale. On Monday, President Trump defended such sales as good for the U.S. economy. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday that he did not expect an investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation to lead to criminal probes of either President Trump's Democratic opponent Joe Biden or former President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has stated without evidence that he believes that Obama committed unspecified crimes as president, repeatedly tweeting Obamagate. The claims have become a rallying cry among Trump supporters, while Democrats view it as a desperate attempt to shift the focus from the president's handling of the coronavirus outbreak and the nation's soaring unemployment. Attorneys have agreed on a November 16th deadline for victims of child sex abuse to file claims in the Boy Scouts of America bankruptcy. The Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy protection in February in an effort to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a huge compensation fund for men who were molested as youngsters decades ago by scoutmasters or other leaders. A judge on Monday also agreed to extend an injunction halting proceedings and lawsuits against the Boy Scouts 261 local councils. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.